Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about how Donald Trump shoots himself in the foot so many times, it's amazing he has either of his knees left. This week, it started out innocently enough. A reporter asked why we hadn't heard anything from the White House about the four Green Berets killed in Niger 2 weeks earlier, used to be Niger. Misunderstanding the question, the president said he was preparing to call the families of the fallen, which would have been fine if he stopped there, but he didn't. Talking about other presidents, he charged most of them didn't make calls. A statement that raised the hackles of every administration going back to the first John Adams. The next day, Trump called a Gold Star widow and tried to comfort her by saying he knew what he signed up for, but when it happens, it hurts anyway. Which is as comforting as cuddling up to a quiver of poison arrows in a barbed wire sleeping bag. The conversation was recounted by Congresswoman Federica Wilson, who was in the car with the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson when the president called. The president later insisted he never said that and he had proof. But the next day, Chief of Staff John Kelly showed up at a press conference with a rhetorical mop and said, yes, Trump did say it, but only because he, John Kelly, told him to. Kelly then called the congresswoman an empty barrel and said he was stunned she had listened in on the call, totally ignoring the fact that he had listened in as well. Being stunned that the phone call you were listening in on was being monitored by someone else is like expressing shock that the wallet you ripped off was stolen. But now we know why Donald Trump refuses to apologize, because once he gets started, he'd be forced to spend at least half his time doing it. And he'd never get anything done. Not a bad idea. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.